Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs joining me. Mike, how are we doing this morning?
Double T, Merry Christmas. I guess the countdown is on, but I'm doing great.
Yeah, I mean, you got a house full of kids there. What's your house like right now?
They're getting a little bit older, but it's the magic's still there.
It's still, so, yeah. I mean, yep. I don't think it ever really goes away completely, you know, but...
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great time of year. I wish a little less hustle bustle. I guess that's on us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a great time of year.
That's awesome. And then now the players are off, right, for a few days? Or
yeah.
Do they have to practice and stuff?
No, actually, they're on a league Christmas break. Ours this year is a little bit longer than what we typically get. They played Sunday in Winnipeg, and after Sunday's game, coaches are like, all right, see you later. We'll see you guys next Saturday. So our mandatory break is the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
So there could be some teams that are playing tonight.
Okay.
In the NHL, the Blackhawks are playing tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get a three-day break like that, it makes it really hard for most guys to get out of town.
Right.
Just because, you know, you leave. Let's say we play tonight, then you travel tomorrow. And it's like, all right, Christmas, then you got to come back on the 26th because we have a game on the 27th.
Right.
So having these couple extra days is really nice for these guys. And a nice mental reset and physical reset and just get out of Dodge for a couple days and come back ready to go for another stretch of hockey.
Yeah, I love it. Winnipeg, you talked about them going up to Manitoba. Play the Moose. It was a split up there, right?
Yeah. The game on Saturday, thumped them pretty good. It was 7-3. Brent Cini, both games up there scored within the first like 50 seconds of the game. On Saturday, boys just kept it rolling. Rem Pitlick, who's back with the Ice Hogs, he was traded back to Rockford last week to give Rockford some more scoring, and he did just that in his first game. He had a couple of goals. But then on Sunday, Cini scores again right away, like 50 seconds into the game or whatever it was, and unfortunately, that was the only goal we got. So I think it's kind of like, we're going to pack it in now and just ride the sleigh. And there were no more gifts on that sleigh, unfortunately. So, but I got a split up there. Manitoba's been playing good. So nice to go up there and at least get a win out of Manitoba. And now come home to play Texas on Saturday.
What do we got going on? This is always a very popular game in between Christmas and New Year's there at the BMO. So what's going on Saturday for
you? Yeah, well, Saturday, we're already closing in on 5,000 tickets out. So it's going to be a rocking game on Saturday. But it's a youth jersey night for the first 1,500 kids.
Yes,
yeah. First 1,500 kids, 14 and under. So it's always a really popular night, like you said. A lot of it has to do with the youth jersey, but also, you know, everyone's been sitting around here as much as we love talking about, hey, you know, Christmas is coming and everyone's family coming into town, kids back in town. People need to get out of the house.
They do. They do. Especially if you've been at the house with all the family and stuff, you're like, yeah, let's all go to the hockey game for a couple hours.
And, you know, you can come out to the BMO and you can, blow off some steam. And we have a special unveiling.
Okay.
That's going to happen. Well, we're gonna make the announcement today, but Saturday will be the first time we'll be able to see it. So
okay.
Just a little tease for you, something a little new at the BMO Center.
Okay.
That'll be on display on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. That'll be fun. And then, not everybody loves to go out and party on New Year's Eve, but they like to do something, and you provide some entertainment early for people.
Yeah, we have a 3:00 game. Next Wednesday already, I guess.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We only got a week left in 2025, but 3:00 game. So, you know, it's like you said, if you like to, you want to go out and do something, get back home, or even if you want to go out and party, you still have plenty of time to get out after the game is over.
Sure.
So, but it's next Wednesday night, 3:00. New Year's Eve, come celebrate with us. We got family packs that are out there. It's just a lot of fun going on.
Oh, yeah. I've always enjoyed going to an Ice Hogs game on New Year's Eve. That's always fun. And, you know, there's people out there. It may be December 23rd, but there's still people out there that haven't finished their Christmas shopping.
Are you one of those?
I got a little bit. I went out last Friday. I left here on Friday, and I didn't get home till 6:00. because I was doing all the Christmas shopping. Still a couple things still left, though, and do a little food shopping. Got to have all
yes.
the proper snacks and everything. But I'm sure you could help some people with some ideas there down at the Ice Hog store, can't you?
Well, store's closed today and tomorrow, but okay. we'll be back open on Friday.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I guess it's, you know, you could do online, but you're still not going to get it till Christmas. But you know how it works, right? A lot of people do their Christmas family parties
yeah.
on Saturday or on Sunday or whatever it might be, maybe around New Year's. So still plenty of time to come in and get those late gifts.
Yeah, or pick out something and take, you know, print out the picture and then put that in the card, and then there you go.
There you go.
It's just not quite here yet. I custom ordered it for you. I
mean, Santa's sleigh was a little full. Couldn't quite get that sweatshirt in there.
That's funny. So, you know, because it only is a couple of days and some of the players live far, you know, they come yep. far. What do they typically do on a holiday?
Well, another uniqueness about this year was the fact we were up in Winnipeg right before the break. So a lot of the Canadian guys just flew home from Winnipeg if they're from Canada.
Okay.
We probably got about 40-45% of the team from Canada. You know, most guys, I think, you know, flew back with the team, and then they just dispersed and went home. So a couple okay. guys are sticking around a little bit, and they just usually hang out with their family or with the teammates or whatever it might
right,
be.
Right.
A lot of times they go into Chicago. You know, a lot of our guys are tight with the guys that are up with the Blackhawks, whether it's, you know, former teammates from past teams or guys that have been down in Rockford. So, yeah, they just kind of spread out a little bit and just get away.
Yeah, you know, that's true because there's so many young guys. You know, a lot of the guys up there have come through here, so they all know each other.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I mean, you look at that roster, especially now. I mean, just there a rash of injuries up in Chicago. You know, there's a lot of former Ice Hogs that are on that roster. So, yeah, it's fun to see.
You know, and knowing how hockey is and hockey players and everything, you could not know a soul. You could have gotten traded to the team the day before Christmas, and there's somewhere for you to go. That's just how all the guys are always tight.
You might have been fighting that guy last Monday, and now right. you're traded on the yeah, come on over for Christmas. Yeah, that is exactly it.
Well, awesome. We're looking forward to the holidays and the couple of games over the holidays. And, of course, lots of stuff coming up in the new year with the Ice Hogs. Where can they keep up with all the great info and everything?
Yeah, icehogs.com is the best way. Any of our social media channels for tickets, call 815-968-5222.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Double T.
Merry Christmas, and go Ice Hogs. It's Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle.